Right, good evening everyone and welcome to tonight's planning meeting on Monday the 19th of June. I've received apologies from Councillor Bill Nash and Councillor John Humphreys, his substitute, Councillor Tim Dumper, Councillor Tony Hill, Councillor Rob Masding and Councillor Maddie Chapman. As the Vice Chairman has said, we are not quite quorate because there's five of us and not six, but we will continue with the meeting and have the minutes ratified at the next meeting. Move on to the public speaking section, where we take representations to get ahead of any discussion. We have one person wishing to speak to the committee in respect of application 17-1106, variance 34 Douglas Avenue, variation of condition 2, plans condition of planning permission 15/1955/major full for the construction of a first floor extension to plot 1. I would ask members if they are happy if I take that application first rather than leave it to the agenda. Thank you. I therefore would ask Mr. Graham Deasy, who wishes to speak against the application, to address us and just remind him that we have representation, can be up to 3 minutes. And obviously, as we have no other speakers, I'll just ask you if you'd like to address the planning meeting. Mr. Deasy.
Thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Graham Deasy. We live adjacent to the property that's under discussion tonight. You may recall I came in January and talked to the planning committee about retrospective planning application for a structure that had been built at 34 Douglas Avenue. You kindly supported the objection, went forward to East Devon District Council. They upheld the objection on the 8th of February. Since then, nothing basically has happened, which is obviously a bit of a disappointment that the enforcement order hasn't been issued to remove said structure. However, this application tonight, we have to assume that the existing structure does not exist. It is there, it should not be there, and therefore, I have treated this, and I hope you can treat this, as a new application to build a new structure in the place where, if you like, the old one is. So, sorry, ma'am. So, what we have at the moment, we're on this side here. This is our house here, okay? And what we have now is a very large, expansive wall which has been erected, and that was the one which permission was refused for. Okay, behind that was obviously some housing. So, the original plan did not include any of that structure. So what is now being asked for is they want to erect this structure, which it's hard to see on the end, it comes right to the front. Okay, and all this is between us, if you like, is a small driveway which runs to the outside of that wall. So our house level is much lower than that. But basically the line from roughly here right across is above the level of our house. Okay, so its proximity to us is actually very completely overbearing. And because we've had the experience, if you like, of having this very large oblong solid white brick wall overlooking us, we know what the impact of that structure has been on us. It's totally overbearing, it's totally out of character with the area, and it just impacts on us in a you know, quite a negative way. You know, the open gardens there, it is in front of you, upstairs, downstairs, trying to sit in the garden, this thing's just towering over us, because it really is sort of very much on top of us. So by putting a structure like that in virtually the same place, impacts again, it doesn't take any of that impact away. It is still significantly large, and just really, that's the word I'm looking for here, but really it just impacts on us so sort of negatively. There are a number of other issues that we are concerned about, slightly smaller issues, like technical issues, about a parapet wall being fitted, and although I know, I guess you guys can't comment on it, and I shouldn't. But you know, what is going to happen to these spaces for and after that new structure? Is it potentially balconies, is it potentially new build going forward? We don't know, that's speculative, so I may not be able to say that sort of thing. Obviously, very large trees are envisaged along there to try and negate the impact, but it doesn't, not from the angles we are. They're talking about putting a trellis along this wall, which we understood is our wall anyway, and that would make it even more claustrophobic in the way from when you're certainly in sort of back garden area. We'll have on to other queries, which I think, you know, we want to direct us straight to East Devon District planning about some of the shape of the building, the height, and so on. But one of the reasons for this, what happened originally is that the very, very original plan back in 2014 came to sort of basically this level. But during the course of the building, they raised the whole site by another metre. So had this application gone in 2014, into the original one, it would be down a further metre. The whole site has been raised a metre. Okay, to allow for garages and things underneath the back. So that all went up. And then on top of that, they're now trying to, you know, put another building, which is in, let's say, very close proximity to us, but it's probably from here to the pillars almost, which is the same towering over our property and garden. And really, we've suffered the negative impact of what is currently there. We don't think that's going to really make any difference at all to us in terms of lack of impact. And I would ask whether you can support us in our objection that it can go forward, obviously, to EDPC. The last time they refused the planning permission for this first structure, they said, this is EDDC, that said, it was a very harmful and damaging impact on us. That was their words for refusal. We don't think this is going to make much difference, just simply because of its location, as I say, it's in our face all the time.
Okay.
I hope I've tried to explain that. It's been difficult.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
If you want any questions.
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it's planning application 17, a big 1106 variance, 34 Douglas Avenue. Variation of condition 2, plans condition of planning permission 15, oblique 1955, oblique major 4, for the construction of a first floor extension to plot 1. We have no other representations than that from the gentleman we've already heard from. John Humphreys, Councillor John Humphreys.
May I ask, the building, the structure that went up, didn't have planning application, so it was...
Didn't have planning application.
No. So they built it without planning application.
Correct.
There are people coming into this town constantly building buildings and then going for retrospective. We cannot allow this as a town. And I'm certainly going to object to
Thank
this.
You.
Thank you.
Could I just ask what condition 2 was? How that was phrased? Because it says the variation of
condition
2.
Condition 2, yeah.
Plans condition.
I'll just get rooms to check for you. The condition 2 is a development hereby permitted shall be carried out in accordance with the approved plans listed at the end of the decision notice.
And that approved
and that
plan showed that the building finished where the parapet wall writing as it was coming to that level.
To that level.
And it's now been it was built up to the red line.
Yeah. So
so without the apex roof bit, where the parapet wall is, it should go straight across there.
It should go straight across.
Yes, not with the pitch roof, with straight across on the same level.
Right, I object because they're still not doing what was suggested.
No, on the basis that it would obviously be harmful to the adjoining property.
Exactly.
You're happy to continue.
If they want to wall there, then they must go straight across.
Okay, so proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis as the original decision by East Devon District Council for refusal that it would be harmful to the neighbouring property and the amenity to that property. All those in favour of refusal? Any against? That's carried. Thank you.
You can go if you wish.
Yes, yes. On a lovely evening like this,
yes,
I think I should take the opportunity if I was you. Yeah, I should take the opportunity if I was you. It's okay, thank you. Minutes of the meeting held on the 22nd of May 2017. The minutes have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting? Those in favour?
Yep.
Any against? No. Thank you. I move on to item 3, declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Oh, hold on. Sorry, minutes of the last meeting. I'm going to have to say that obviously these are the meetings of the 22nd of May because the decisions made by ward councillors in respect of the published agenda items for the 5th of June, which was cancelled due to a power cut, was also attached to your papers. I presume we need to concur that at the next meeting as we're not core at this meeting. So we'll have to move those forward to the next planning meeting in the hope that we've got sufficient people next time. Declarations and pecuniary interest and dispensation. Any members got any declarations they wish to make? I have some. Councillor Traill?
For the minutes of the 5th of June.
All right.
There's something to do with houses, to do with my property. Trees.
Trees.
Something to do with trees in my property. TPOs.
Okay. All right, okay. Councillor Humphreys?
29 Ravensdale Lane, Mr. Bishop, I'm doing the work.
Thank you.
On that. And Hartley Road is a road that I've been on as well.
Thank you.
I'll speak on that.
Right. I've got three that I need to declare. In Town Ward, application 17, oblique 0794, listed building consent 16 The Beacon, Mr. and Mrs. Rees. Mrs. Anne Rees is a work colleague of mine, and obviously we socialise as well as work within the same charity, so therefore I'll leave the meeting and ask Jeffy to take that item. Town 16 The Beacon. And then I need to declare an interest in 17, oblique 1077 full, 27 Exeter Road, because I do know Mr. Rob Street and his wife Jill Street. And thirdly, 17, oblique 1040 full, 5 Victoria Road, VRP Dental Surgery, because I'm a client of that surgery. Okay, thank you. I have no items of urgent business. So move on to the application determined under delegated powers. Holston, planning application 17, oblique 11243 application, 231A Exeter Road. Pine, selective pruning of 3 branches to relieve weight on a leaning tree. Removal of 1 damaged branch. Remove damaged branch 5 metres long by 8 centimetres diameter back to growth point. Remove whole branch 7 metres long by 10 centimetres diameter back to the branch collar. Remove branch 6 metres by 5 centimetres diameter cut back to lateral branch growth. And remove branch 6 metres by 5 centimetres diameter cut back to lateral branch growth. We received the tree officer's report, which I will ask Sue if she'd summarise for you.
Yes, the tree officer states that this is a mature Scots pine, visible from Highbury Park as an individual specimen and as part of a larger tree group. The tree has 2 features to note, a lean to the east over the owner's vegetable garden and greenhouse, and a zone of decay on an old wound on the main stem. The works are not considered necessary and are likely to affect the historical development and cause structural stress on the tree and should be refused. However, the decay zone is sufficient to justify some minor pruning back and a split decision should be issued to this end. So the recommendation is for a split decision, refusal of the works described above on the grounds that there's insufficient evidence has been submitted to support works which would damage the tree physiologically and structurally. And then approval to carry out crown reduction of the eastern crown aspect as indicated by red on the image. Removal of the split branch hanging down on the north side of the stem. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to propose the split decision as suggested by the tree officer's report of refusal as an approval of the second part as just been read out by Sue. So I would propose that refusal of the works described above on the grounds of insufficient evidence have been submitted to support the works which would damage the tree and the approval to carry out the crown deduction of the eastern crown aspect as indicated on the image that you're just seeing. So I would propose in line with the tree officer's report. Seconded? Seconded. Proposed and seconded, all those in favour? Thank you. Next application is in Littleham Ward 17/1072 tree application, Montpelier Court, Montpelier Road, T1 Holmoke, lower of two secondary branches to the east, arising at 3 metres thin by 50% leaf area, removing up to 5.4 metre long branches from tip of stem, making cuts up to 80 millimetres in diameter. We have received the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, they state that this is a visually significant large mature tree growing on the boundary of the property, which contributes to the amenity of the area. The condition of the tree warrants the work identified in the tree report, and the recommendation is for approval. Thank you.
Councillor John Humphreys?
Yeah, it's a look and hook, and once you cut that, it will grow back, so it won't do any harm to the tree.
Okay, and I'm happy to second. So propose and seconded in line with the tree officer's report for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. None against? Thank you. Next application 17. Application 17/1161 tree application, 29 Radenstall Lane, T1 and T2 limes to fell, T3 and T4 limes removed. Epicormic growth from main stem of trees up to a height of 3 metres, making pruning cuts of up to 10 millimetres diameter, repeat on an annual basis. We have received a tree officer's report, which I will ask Sue to summarise for members. Thank you.
Yes, the tree officer reports that the limes make a positive contribution to the amenity and character of the area. T1 and T2, when pushed, rock on their roots, showing tree instability. Then there's a request for annual minor works to remove epicormic growth from T3 and T4 up to a height of 3 metres, which is considered acceptable. So recommendation for approval, subject to replanting in replacement of the two felled limes, T1 and T2, of two named species, and the removal of the epicormic growth be approved for an annual removal for the next 10 years before permission is renewed.
Thank you.
We've not got a picture.
Can you just, there is.
We haven't got a picture on there. Do you want to have a look? There's two like sticks, really.
Yes. They're limes, aren't they?
So the T1 and T2 are the ones to the right, the two sort of sticks,
yes,
really.
I know where they are, and they are a bit.
But they're all,
they
they're all rocking
now. No,
they've got to be replaced, subject to replanting in replacement of the two felled limes, T1 and T2.
But they're very they're very unstable, so, yeah.
So I'm happy to support the tree officer's report and recommendation for approval. Have a second? Thank you. Thank you. Proposed and seconded for tree, as in line with the tree officer's report, recommendation for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Here comes. Right. Move on to the. And then that's Town Ward Planning Application 17/0824 advertising, 2 Hartop Road, display of 1 window vinyl. Councillor Tony Hill has no objection. We have no other representations. I couldn't see any problem with this, but I'm happy to. Do you want to have a look at members? Do you want to have a quick look? Got anything?
That's
that. I mean, yes. I mean, I've got no problem with this vinyl.
It's just a sticker
that you stick across the window. Mm. I've got no problem with this. No. Okay. Proposed. Yeah. Okay, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 0959 tree application, 6 Drake's Gardens, Drake Avenue, to fell an oak. We have received the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, we have a substantial application. I don't know if anybody wants to look at it, but yes, the tree officer reports that this tree is the smaller of two oaks and visible secondary to the more significant larger oak. There is an established history of tree-related damage to number 6 Drake's Gardens, and removal of the smaller oak is justified and will relieve pressure on the gas supply pipe and the subsidence of the main pathway and the steps of the building. Removal would also reduce moisture extraction to a degree from the soil, limiting the impact of the trees, thus allowing the applicant the opportunity to undertake immediate repairs. So recommendation is for approval, subject to replanting of a replacement tree. A choice of 3 are given. Thank you.
It has been our normal procedure that if it does cause damage to properties, that we would support an application for the tree to be removed or for to be substantially cut back. And they are asking for a replacement tree, and I trust one of the 3 that have been given are obviously more appropriate for where this tree is, rather than this type of tree which is causing damage to the property. So I'm happy to propose. Is there a seconder, please? Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval in line with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Now move on to the planning applications. Firstly, Brixington, application 17, a bit 1140 full, 41 Valley Way. Proposed first floor extension above existing garage and internal alterations to create ensuite and dressing room. There are no representations. Councillor Nicholas?
I had struggled with this to get it up properly and have a good look at it. On the face of it, I can't really see a problem because it's detached.
Mm.
And you say there's no...
No, I've got no objections.
Because what they wanted to do was
propose first
across
existing garage.
Yeah, extend across the top of the garage and create an ensuite and dressing room.
Mm.
So it's not like some of them that look like they're trying to make a second house.
Mm. Mm. So you're happy to approve?
Yeah.
Councillor Traill?
Yeah, yeah, I'll go along with that.
Okay, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is in Holston. Application 17, oblique 1016 full, 35 pretty close. Construction of 2-storey side and rear extension and construction of single-storey rear extension. We do have representations and statutory consultee comments, and I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Councillor Jill Elson, she objects on the side extension will have a solid brick wall up to the existing roof very near to the boundary, reducing light in the properties alongside. The property is within the allocated turning area, which was blocked when she went to do a site visit. The applicant is running a business from the property and she does not remember seeing a change of use application. There have been 5 representations, all object to the unsympathetic appearance of the large brick wall extension that will overshadow and is unsightly and out of keeping with the property in the area. The loss of a garage will add to the on-street parking. Permission was granted for 2 additional flats a number of years ago with no parking provision. An elderly neighbour is concerned that whilst the work is being completed, her carers who use the allocated parking space will struggle to attend her property. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I have to say, when I visited the property, it was the turning circle. Well, I couldn't park, and there wasn't any area to turn round. And in my view, this is overbearing on the properties at the rear, which is the way Pridis Close is actually built. That the properties, you can see where the red line is, and it's the people behind the property. Which in my view is less than 22 metres away. I therefore think it does it is going to be a problem with the amenity of the properties behind, and I also feel it's out of keeping with the area of Priddy's Close. I therefore propose refusal. I'd be grateful if there's a seconder to that. Thank you.
Did you say it was a change of use?
No, we're taking that up because they're running a business from, it appears they're running a business from the premises, which, as far as we're aware, we've no knowledge of. So we are also obviously commenting on that too.
Okay.
So, proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that it is out of keeping with the area, and also that it would reduce the amenity of the property at the rear, which I, in my view, is less than 22 metres away.
Yeah.
All those in favour of refusal? Any against? No, thank you. That's refused. Next application is 17, oblique 1304 full, 9 Little Mead Lane. Alterations to roof to allow the construction of dormer windows to front and rear, construction of single-storey rear extension and detached summer house and store. We have got no statutory consultee comments and we've got no representations. Quite a number of the properties in Little Mead Lane have had various additions to the property. As far as I can see, this doesn't create a problem for adjoining properties, and there has been no representations made in respect of this particular change. I therefore propose approval. Okay, propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to Littleham Ward, application 17, oblique 1166 full, 33 Cranford Avenue, construction of detached garage. There are no comments and no representations. Councillor John Humphreys. Oh, sorry, missed one. 17, oblique 1203 full in Halston, 22 Elmfield Crescent, construction of single-storey extension to rear with associated steps to garden. Again, there have been no consultee representations or representations from the public. I therefore propose approval. And a second, please. Somebody to second?
Yep.
Thanks. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Sorry, we'll now move on to the Littleham Ward, application 17, oblique 1166 full, 33 Cranford Avenue, construction of detached garage. And there are no comments from consultees and no representations. Councillor John Humphreys?
No, I have no problem with this. I've not had any comments concerning the garage.
Thank you. I'm happy to second.
Happy to propose.
Yeah. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 1095 full, 7 Hartley Road. Construction of side and rear extensions. We do have statutory consultee comments and a representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Councillors Mark Williamson and Councillor Bruce de Sarum object on the grounds of detriment to the occupants of 9 Hartley Road, which resulting in loss of light and overbearing. And then we have a representation. There's an objection from that adjoining neighbour who is concerned that the plans submitted omit to show their rear kitchen window, which would be affected by the proposal. The proposed light well stroke staircase at the top, on the top of the existing extension, would appear to be less than half a metre from their window omitted on the plan. The wall would greatly reduce the natural light entering their only possible window in the hub of their family environment. They're also concerned that the proposed terrace may interfere with their right of way through the property. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor John Humphreys?
Chair, I've been to see this property, and the plans for number 7 Hartley Road is misleading because the windows of number 9 are not drawn in the plans. So the officers that have seen these things, it's misleading. In the photograph, I've just seen the windows of the kitchen for number 9 are there, but the floor is lower, much lower down, and the kitchen and dining room is the hub of the home, and there's small little children there. And once this extension goes up, it will block huge amounts of light out of their kitchen dining. So, you know, I'm happy with the side elevation and the front, but it's the rear extension that could be a major problem to the family of number 9 Hartley Road. And as for access, I've looked at the access, and with on their deeds, they do have a right of way, and it's 1.75 metres, which is 5'9". So you could get a small vehicle through that access. And whether the architects have got this correctly, but you know, if this goes ahead without further looking at the measurements and the details, that could restrict their access.
Mm.
And I propose that this planning application does not go through.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we obviously need to make a comment, I think, about the windows that aren't on the plan.
Yeah.
If you could make
the
that comment.
Are not
that are not
plans.
On the con. Councillor Traill.
You said you're happy with the side but not the rear.
Yeah, but you've got to get the measurements right.
Subject to the measurements?
Yes. Yeah. It's the rear extension which could block out the light for number 9 Hartley Road.
And the construction of the side is subject to access being...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being available. Yeah. Not being affected. Subject to the access not being affected. Okay. Anyone else wish to comment now? So it's proposed, and I'm happy to second, proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that obviously it's going to be result in loss of light and be overbearing to the occupants of 9 Hartley Road.
Yes.
And also, but we, in principle, I would say in principle, we'd accept the construction of the side extension subject to the access not being affected.
Absolutely.
Okay. So proposed and seconded, as I say, for refusal, but saying that we would be minded to accept the side extension subject to the access not affecting the adjoining property. So proposed and seconded on that basis. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17, /11964, 53 Salterton Road. Demolition of existing outbuildings and garages, creation of two new vehicle accesses to the front of the site, and construction of new double garage. We have one statutory consultee comment, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Devon County Council Highways have come back. They object to this proposal, as they say that there is inadequate provision for the turning of vehicles within the site, which would result in vehicles reversing onto the highway and obviously posing a danger to pedestrians and traffic coming in that direction. Thank you.
Councillor Humphreys.
Yeah, it's very rare that Devon Highways have and Brenda and I know that road very well, and they are absolutely right, it could be a danger.
Okay, I'm happy to support. So proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis of the objection from DCC Highways. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. All right. I'll now leave the meeting as it's in respect of an application that I know the applicant.
And the other two? Yeah. Okay, Town Ward 17/0794, LBC 16, The Beacon. Internal alterations, relocation of boiler flue and part removal of external store and capping of the wall. Consultees, Councillor Tony Hill, no objection, subject to LBC. Any presentations?
No, presentations, no.
Brenda, anything? John?
No.
So carried. Those in favour?
Favour.
All favour? Okay, carried. Approved.
She's only leaving for
that
one,
isn't she?
She's going to need to that. Right, plan application 17/10774, 27 Exeter Road. Change of use and extension to form first floor flat. Demolition of warehouse and construction of two dwellings. Alterations to shop front. Comment statutory consultees. Councillor Tony Hill cannot comment as applicant is a personal friend. Brenda?
I don't know the site. I don't know the
cobbler's shop on Exeter Road.
John?
I have no objection. I think that this can go through. It's all residential down there anyway.
Yeah. Jerry? No objection. So proposed John and seconded Cherry, Councillor Nichols. Those in favour, please show. Approved. And plan application 17/104/04, 5 at Victoria Road, VRP Dental Surgery. Enclosed part of external yard to enlarge waiting area. Comment statutory consultees, environmental health, reinstallation of the condenser unit must be carried out with all necessary acoustic baffles and barriers in place to ensure that noise and vibration is not experienced in the adjoining property. Councillor Tony Hill, no objection. They are expanding and providing a well needed service locally and need the space. Brenda? No problem, John?
No problem, ma'am.
Cherry? Okay. Those in favour, please show. Okay, so John and Brenda. Approved. Oh, I'll get the chair back.
Okay.
Those three approved.
Lovely, thank you. So next application is 17/11564, 27 Real Grove. Construction of single storey side and rear extension and construction of replacement garage and utility to rear. Got no statutory consultee comments or any representations. Haven't got any comments, have we? No comments from Tony or anyone, have we? No. Okay, so we just have a look at it on the screen. Oh, it looks fine to me because it's obviously a replacement.
Yeah.
Single story rear extension, and I can't see any problem with the replacement garage or the utility to the rear. I'm happy to propose.
Keeps you nice and
approval.
Tidy.
Yeah, I was going to say it looks to me as if it's just tidying up an area, so I'm happy to propose. Approval. Jeff will second. So proposed and seconded for approval. Those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 17/11197 full, 7 Danby Terrace. Construction of single storey rear and side extension. Councillor Hill has no comment. Essentially infill of the gap between the two houses and the loft conversion, which we have approved for other houses in the road in the past. Which is true, there's quite a few in Danbury Terrace that have done similar work. I can't see a problem with this. It's very similar to one further up the road, actually, in Danbury Terrace. Yeah, right at the top, isn't there? I mean, I don't see a problem with this. It's very similar to others in Danbury Terrace. So therefore, I'm happy to propose approval.
John second.
So propose and second for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Now move to Withycombe Raleigh Ward. Application 17/11128 full, 44 Bradham Lane. Construction of single storey rear extension. We have two representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, they object to the rear extension, which will cause loss of light to the neighbouring property and have a tenant effect on the wind between the two properties. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor?
Yes, I must be honest, I haven't had a look at this.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. Let's have a look and see. All right, so I'm just trying to work out where 44 is. Yeah, 44 is the second one up. Yeah, second one up, rear extension.
Yeah, on the back, isn't it?
On the back of the garage.
On the back of the garage.
I thought there were extensions on some of them further up.
Yeah, there was some a little while ago, wasn't there? I'm just trying to work out what's actually behind and how far it is away from the...
It's very abstract.
Yeah.
So the extension is on the garage.
It's up at the back, rather.
It's at the back.
Yeah.
So if the lots of light, the neighbouring property, so it must be next door.
Yeah, so if the extension was up to the right of the garage.
So that's the main road, isn't it? So it's a rear.
Oh, right.
It's a replacement sunroof.
And to allow existing opening adapted to provide access to additional floor space. There's some difficulty accessing the current room by the four temporary steps.
So it's a replacement. There's something already there.
Well, there was planning consent given around that.
I was going to say, it does actually say replacement, so it doesn't say. Construction of single story rear extension is the application, but it actually says on here, it says replacement, doesn't that just read?
Yeah.
To extend semi-dome in the rear to provide a replacement sunroom in addition to the works previously undertaken on the planning consent. Can we go back to the location? Right. So it's on the rear. So where are we? Bradham Lane. So what's actually behind?
It says the rear extension, doesn't it?
Yeah, so is the objection, is that from 46 or 42?
Yeah.
46.
Yeah.
So it's from 46.
They're saying by extending the garage,
yep,
it's making
yep.
more of a tunnel
because it's
in
going
effect.
Forward then. It's going forward. The extension to the garage is forward of the garage. So it's by the side of the house, I assume. If you go.
Oh, I know where
you see where I am?
Yeah.
Can you go back again? Sorry, Ron. Yeah, you see that white?
Yeah.
That would be next to the house, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's not really a side
well, it,
rear extension.
No,
it's
that's
like
side,
extension.
Isn't it? That's a side extension.
Yeah, that's
right.
And
so
the extension is the back bit, the back of the house.
I think it's
I can't
really
see it on.
That's the existing.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah,
it is very close, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's right on the...
Right on the boundary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right on the... Yeah. That's unclear, really. I'm happy to propose refusal on the basis that it's going to be overbearing on
well,
the adjoining property if it's where we think it is.
It's showing
that
yeah,
the dotted
line
is where the... That is the sunroof, so they've extended it up.
And out.
Yeah, it's probably a conservatory type structure,
yeah,
the
so
sunroof.
No, that's not...
No, I think I'm happy to propose refusal on the basis it probably is overbearing to the adjoining property.
Yeah.
I think I'd be happy to go along with that. If you are, Brenda, I mean, if... Yeah. So I'm happy to propose refusal on that basis. So, yeah, propose and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 1212 full, 16 Moorfield Close. Construction of single-storey porch extension to front. There is no comments and no representations. Councillor Taylor?
I think this is just following on from what so many of them have done down there, so I'll see.
Yeah, happy to second. Yeah. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 1056 full, 46 Meadowview Road. Single storey rear extension. Highways do not wish to comment and we've had no representations. Councillor Taylor?
Again, I think there's no problem with that.
Okay, happy.
As well as the back.
Yeah, it's a small single story.
Small extension.
Yeah. I can't see a problem. I looked at the plans, I can't see a problem.
There's no other houses there, is there?
No. No, it's a single story. It's just like an ongoing. I'm happy to second that. So. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you.
I can see them coming in after each.
Yeah, for another bit, yeah,
top.
On the top. Next application was on the addendum, which is 17, oblique 0195 full, 228 Witherham Village Road. Conversion of buildings to form four dwellings. Revised layout and elevational details. The Town Council considered the original proposal on the 13th of February 2017 and had no objection to the original application. We have two representations against the original application, but none against the
probably
change
not much
layout.
Time to do it, I think.
No. So This is down the end by the waterbed company, isn't it? Is this the one?
It's, yes,
yeah,
the waterbed
water company.
Yes.
Yeah. Councillor Taylor? Have you got any? No.
What they've done is they've taken away the what I would call an attic bedroom in number four, because on the original plans it had the second floor shown as a that there.
Yeah.
And they've taken the velux out as well on the on number four on the back face of it.
No, it's minor amendments.
They've reduced it. In response to East Devon planning officers.
Yeah. Happy to approve. Yeah, I'll second. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. And then just finally, there's the applications that we planning decisions from East Devon District Council on the applications. The only one that differs is the one at 62 Foxhalls Hill, where you'll recall that we did put in an objection. And it has actually been approved, but I think that was the first application, isn't it? Not the second change.
I think
it's the first one before we had the amendment.
Yeah.
But,
is this the one
where the gentleman came and spoke to us about the wall that was right next to his window and covered his window. That's right, but there was two applications. There was an amendment that came in. I think this is the original application for the change round rather than the thing. So, no other items for discussion, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.